Let's get started. So I think at least there are a couple of points. One is the k-means clustering issue and how we deal with that, and the other one, Akshat, you talked about the similarity computation or something.
I wanted to talk about how we generate synthetic images. So
Oh,
right now,
okay.
I think the parameters we are using is essentially means that all images that we generate are very similar to each other, so
Right.
Yes.
solving it too.
All of them are 80% of the first image and 10% for the
Yeah.
second one, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that we can just tweak a little bit and we should be okay. It's probably a simpler problem.
Can we I see. So all the synthetic images are coming together with that one image where we have 70%?
80% of that image is used to generate the other image.
I
I
see.
guess it's not the same 80% for each one, but they are sharing
I see.
80% of one image.
I would like us to think a little bit more about, you know, what it takes to generate real synthetic images. And so we can justify our choice of these parameters and even the basic approach itself. Now, someone might just come up with that question, right, and decide that it's the answer is not good enough to you know, accept the paper. So if we can justify it a little better, I think that would be nice.
Yeah, so in fact, I think, I mean, the only process, formal process I see is the following. You already have, in some sense, some images from FIU, right, which probably came from the same environment.
Right, it did. Yeah.
And we can study them and say that they probably started with some base, kind of a golden master, even though you probably didn't have never had a golden master.
No.
Essentially, some base disk, base CD that was used, and then people went and did, maybe added some additional software on top of it.
I think the base CD is what is being chosen from to construct these images, right? So you can think of the base CD as this. I think what they're using right now is CentOS. Some CentOS distribution.
I'm using a what?
No, but the images that we have. Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, no, I'll take it back because we do have a bunch of images that came from our lab as well in that mix.
Maybe. But I'm not sure that we are using it yet. Because I saw them in the folder with the images, but I'm not sure that
The FIU images?
yes, but we are not
You're not
having
using.
with all of them. They're the
I
ones
know
that
that.
Luis added and that stuff.
Oh, I see. I know that there were some images where we were having issues parsing those images, and maybe Carlos put them aside because of that reason. So let me take that back because we didn't get these from our production environment. Not all of them. Some of them maybe. So they're quite varied, and maybe, you know, a lot of them are Ubuntu based, but again, I would expect that they're different Ubuntu distributions, and therefore
Can I browse?
browse.
No, so but if you remember the results, right, for FIU1, right, this was the first cluster we got,
Yeah.
there was very, very high degree of similarity.
I'll be right back, Akshat.
Sure. So actually, just to understand this, what are the different parameters we are using now? So we are picking one image, we are taking 80% of that image to create the other images. Yeah, so I think we should all look at this mix.cfg in the CVS, in the SVN. It's at the top level. So it's right in the workspace.
Free here.
Praveen, are you able to find it?
I'm just opening that.
I had some troubles to run that the that application, then what I did was to move the class to the root directory and run it from there. But I didn't know how to compile and run it, like how it's supposed to be. And I guess it is using the index from the root directory, not from the input directory. But I modified both just to be sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just wrote this code for in my workspace. So I'm sure it. It's in cloud minus migrate. I mean, it's essentially in the workspace project at the top level.
Oh, not inside code, is it?
Not inside code.
I don't see it.
So. Yeah, it is clear.
Yeah, let me check out again.
Yeah, you need to check out at the top level.
This is FIU image.
Yes. Those are here. We've used the CCCA.
Okay.
Those are what we have.
I think those are actually production images and they may be sent to us based. Mm. And what about the rest of them? Those are the only two?
No, let me see. I think we have a file here. Those are the images that we're using.
They are all production, so I'm assuming they're all CentOS based, and not just that, but the same distribution.
The same version.
Yeah, the same release. Because our department is very particular about, you know, upgrading everything at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that's fairly common. So you will probably see that images would. I mean, people, a new project, even in enterprise, will essentially start at the same time. So you will have 20 images which have the same base, and then you make changes on top of it.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons for this. So if you have mixed of CMG open, right? So, I mean, all that we do here is we put a bunch of images that we are going to manipulate.
Hmm.
So the first three lines are the three source images. The next one is the output, where I'm going to essentially put my synthetic images.
Okay.
And then next parameter is just how many. And then you have a bunch of these three parameters in set, right? So we can all change, right? Instead of three, we can try to merge four or five or two, whatever it is.
Right.
And essentially, we are creating a cluster around verbose listing. I mean, the first image. And the remaining two are in some sense giving you noise on top of that cluster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which probably is fair enough if we are trying to create only one cluster.
Yeah.
But I think in our experiment, we should actually, let's say, generate multiple clusters.
Yeah.
Then let the algorithms find those clusters.
In the results? You can see that all of these synthetic are in one cluster, while the other ones are separated in different clusters. And at some level, two of these 40 are separated from the other 38, because I guess they are
more different
from the other two, but in the last level of the tree.
Okay.
So it seems like...
The synthetic images got separated just a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
It'd also be good to change the... similarity levels that I am using, because the tree is using very low similarity levels to separate the levels of the tree again.
So what is the similarity level you are using right now?
It's in the top of the output file. It's printed there.
Okay, 0.4, 0.5, 0.6, 0.8.
So at 0.8, two of them are different from the other 38.
Yeah, but in 0.64, they have to be identical.
They are identical, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so which is fine. So, so my suggestion, I mean, one obvious suggestion would be to, instead of generating all synthetic files once, we generate, let's say, a variable number of clusters. So, we first generate a bunch of, let's say, 10 synthetic files around one image, and then pick a different image, and then generate another 10, 12, 15, whatever that number is, and then pick a third image, and then generate another cluster around it. How many images do we have in total, other than the synthetic ones that we are able to use?
In the Mirage repository right now, there are 12, I think, if I'm not wrong, but it might be...
And how many from FIU versus IBM?
I think all of them are FIU. I don't know
where
were the IBM.
But I think we probably had about 25 or so images. So let's first get those 25 in. Make sure that Dynamics, if you don't have them, then I don't know how. But I'm hoping this should be there somewhere. If you don't find them, then
should be
any. We'll see.
If you give me a cell, I can try to see it. Is there? That's all that we have.
You just have 12, right?
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, no. 4, 5, 6, 6 times 18. There are 18.
That's 18.
Of which?
But this plus found.
I didn't count that. I just did 3, 4, 5, 6. But there are some, for instance, disk 1 and disk 2. I don't know what they are.
I don't know either.
And it's not clear where the IBM images are.
So you may not have the images. You may just have the catalog, because I think because of the network speed, Carlos never transferred the images.
But the catalog, I don't know where it is. I'm sure that it's not in the Mirage repository.
Carlos was using the Mirage repository in IRL here, and he just transferred the database contents. He didn't transfer the images.
Yeah, because the images were too large. The IRL images especially were very large, and you had just taken a month, I guess, to transfer them.
I commented out this. Reports might be there.
If you don't have them, then Ravi, do you know where they are here? Which Mirage? We can send the Mirage catalog.
Yeah, I know the Mirage here.
I think we found it.
I need to check that again. Make sure it's running.
I think Daniel found this thing. Found the catalogs. The IBM catalogs just now.
Yeah, I think I found them. It should be easy to just use it. There are 28 images.
There are 28 IBM images here. In the
catalog. That sounds right.
Not
images,
not but
all
catalogs.
Of them work, I think. So we will need to try them out and see which works and which don't.
Right.
Okay.
This is the Mirage catalog or is it in the database?
It's an XML catalog.
Let's look at one of them.
XML, okay. So, if you have the XML, then it's for the images that work.
Yeah, then you have a lot of images, 28 of. Oh, maybe we got some more images but didn't have time to test them.
Verbose listing, and then what?
Verbose listing, I guess.
Listing. Yeah, this is a catalog of all the files in the image.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay, and I'm guessing that it's similar information in each of these directories, because there are 28 directories, and I think each of those directories have a catalog in them.
In the code, there were four commented out, so maybe he tried just these four or those four.
Okay, some of them don't have a catalog, see?
Oh.
So only some of these directories have catalogs. Well,
in the code, I think there are just four listed, so it might be that just only four work.
It could be that only those four actually work.
I think
there
are four, let me see.
No, I think four. we at least had 10 working.
10 working?
Yeah.
So this is the verbose listing is more easier then.
Let me pull that out.
You can do probably work out on all of them using asterisks.
Okay,
so we had...
What is that called? Verbose listing?
Verbose listing.
So we had 12 FIU images working and 9 IBM images working.
Where did I mess up?
You need to go back one here.
Oh. Okay, so all these are zero.
Mm-hmm.
This seems pretty small though.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong maybe. One, two, wait a minute.
One,
two, okay.
Three.
One, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
That's two. Okay, that's three.
Four.
That's four. Oh, I see there are more.
Five, six, seven.
There seems to be... That sounded like an earthquake. Okay, so there are 7 potentials.
And 3 really small.
3 really small ones, which may actually be just bad images. Could be that. It's more likely, right? Because they have very few number of lines in them.
We could see one of them.
Okay.
Because it might be that it's just an image for auxiliary hard disk without having a system in there.
Okay. Look at that. Okay. JFS. IZFS. Oh, okay. This may be just the...
Bar boot or something like that.
Yeah.
Just a partition.
Or just... Yeah, exactly.
I think
because
it's bar boot.
It has all the file system listings there.
Stage 2, I think, is from the graph.
Hmm.
And it has the NRD and the... So it should be just bar boot.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so right, I think we have 7 potentials. And maybe of those 7, there may be some that are buggy, but we have, those are what we have right now.
So if you can send the names, then we can see here which are missing, because... Yeah, we ran experiments with 9, and 9 were working, average size of 50 GB.
We do have 9, but of those 2, 2 of them I think are the really small partitions that have other file system information, like the boot disk, for instance, that Grub would install or something like that.
Mm.
So they're not actual file systems.
So only seven have five.
Sorry, only five have?
Seven have,
oh,
plus
yeah.
Three is small, really small.
Oh. That sounds a little less. I thought we had more.
Yeah, I also thought we had 10 or 11 out of which we actually used nine because they were giving proper results. And yeah, I don't recollect any of these notes being very, very small. Because at that point, we used to get these notes, right, that, yeah, in fact, I see this, right? So I see image sizes in some of the older results, and
yes.
I see none of these images being less than 35 GB.
Yes.
We can see it there.
Yeah, okay, let me copy what we got here, the ones that have a reasonable size.
I've seen the first one also.
First one also?
Yeah, we might mix them. So.
And first one.
First two. Yes.
Okay, first two. So that those are four, and then we have here one more, right?
Yes.
And I'm just picking the ones that have significant images, and then this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's more scenes. How many are these so far? One, two, three.
Oh, we have nine.
I think we have nine, yeah. I think we have nine good ones.
Okay.
That's two.
These two. Oh, there's one more here.
Yes.
So there are ten.
No. Two. Three more. The last is the total.
One, two, three,
you are
four, five,
missing
six,
one.
Seven. Okay, there's one more. Right, there are nine. Oh.
No, that's total.
Oh. Right, okay. So I just sent you the ones that the images that we have.
Okay.
I don't know if the names help you or not.
It can actually sometimes verify, but if you have nine, then I think we are okay.
Wait,
because any experiment, I don't see more than nine IRL images working. So.
Sorry. This what I sent you doesn't have the name of the server. Or name of the system. I think that's probably in the previous directory.
No, I think the name of the system is just
directory.
It's just right over the report.
They're all the same name, see? They're all the same name.
They're changing that.
Oh, that's just
the checksum.
Checksum, but doesn't tell me the name of the...
I think that's how you identify them.
Really? No, there has to be... I think there was some other better name, no?
Before that is bar, right, and...
Okay, that's it? So the names are this weird checksums, and that's about it. But I don't know what you're going to make out of this.
Oh.
Shouldn't there be more descriptive names somewhere inside, maybe?
Maybe. Remember that there was another file at the size.
So if you can also send me the sizes, I can code it and get back to you.
The sizes in number sizes of
slides? Yeah, images.
Size of the image? Oh.
Yeah. Once you run, then you will get them, right? So
yes.
At that point, I can verify.
Okay.
The ones that we have in the email now.
I will add them to the application and
yeah.
I will see the sites over there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, so I think one of the, I mean, the first experiment that we can do is just have these 21 of them and run and see what time takes. And then I think we need to do something better. And the suggestion would be to pick out of these nine, some images which are very different. Because in IRL, I believe we had images which are very different.
Mm.
and then use these as cluster centers to generate synthetic images, and then have 40, 50, 70, whatever number of images you want.
Right. It could also be that Carlos, because his execution time was taking really long and these are large images, he decided to use only 4 of them.
Maybe.
Yeah. In the end.
But he had it commented out.
So he did already.
I just leave it there because I didn't know where they were coming from.
Okay. Well, it would be important to see if that actually works as expected first. Okay. Okay. So the other thing about the clustering, what can we do there? I mean, it seems like if we go with this approach, we would know the number of clusters, right? The approach that we just talked about.
Yeah, we then know what is a good answer.
Right, then.
Yeah, that's all right.
Then perhaps we don't need to use the R at all, which would tell us how many clusters we, because we can have a good guess of how many clusters.
I think you can pass as an argument matrix with a distance between every point to every point. So it might be possible to pre-compute the similarity between
every
image with every image and then feed that to the R algorithm. But I'm not sure if how to do it. Yes, I guess. The other thing that I saw was a code in C that has the k-means algorithms, but is specialized to genome sequencing and everything. I don't know how easy it could be modified.
It may be easier to use R in that case than to modify something that's very specific to for our purposes. But there should be other implementations of k-means clustering.
I saw one in C++, but also was specifically said to something else. And I give anyone that
MATLAB also has a k-means algorithm that you can probably look into.
But I didn't find one that you could pass the distance function.
Right. Yeah. At least the one I've seen, it's you can't pass the distance function, which is you have points and states, and then you can do a k-means cluster.
Oh, I see. So using R may be a possibility if we can pass a matrix to R.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I understand it correctly, but it may be that's possible.
You might want to check how Sajib did that, because he already has used it.
He said that he had the points in space, so he didn't have to use a different...
He had points in space, oh.
Distance.
Because he had a 2D space, that's true.
So this R, whatever it is, right, is this source code also available?
R is...
R
is open source, I think, yeah.
Then can't we just change it a bit and see if essentially force it to take a distance metric from outside?
I'm
assuming it's well-written code, probably they still have a distance method there.
I'm not sure how easy it would be. R is like a MATLAB but open source.
Okay.
I think so. I think it's really big. And
it's a very complex piece of software.
Package from the software.
Okay. Then the next best option would be
implement k-means ourselves.
When I was going through the code,
yeah,
doesn't seem too easy to implement neither.
Yeah.
It's really big. Files.
Yeah.
So this C method, right, if we know the number of clusters, then we can use it, right? That is the...
I think so, but still it is somehow a special side to genetics. sequence or something like that. I'm not sure how.
So it's specialized for using that kind of input.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but at least it's from those people.
But K-means has been around a long time, so I think there may be. I mean, but of course it's much easier to find K-means for 2D space or ND space, but
yes,
there should be some simpler implementations of K-means that we could possibly manipulate, which is not specialized already. I mean, so right now our options are for n-dimensional space, or which is a very complex piece of software, or a simpler C implementation that is specialized to genomics. If we can find a simple C implementation that is for you know, n-dimensional space, maybe we can modify that more easily. Now, someone might be doing it even for one-dimensional or two-dimensional space, which would probably be, you know, even simpler implementation.
Yes, that one that is specialized for genomics, it has a separate part of the code is just implement the distance function.
Oh, okay.
So it may be that that's the code that is specialized. I didn't understand too much the K-means code, so.
Okay.
Might be just changing that for ours
okay.
to work.
Okay.
So.
Is this bonsai or some Japanese software that you're looking at? Yes.
I just did a Google search pretty much pointing me to there.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I see this implementation which is in C and also is from some kind of a genome place, but it looks okay.
Yeah, that won't work because this is a different browser. I'll put it over there.
Oh.
Yeah, bonsai. Is that the one you were looking at too? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one Daniel is looking at.
Yes, I went over here to the first go.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to have a separate just a C clustering library.
Mm-hmm.
Right, other than.
Yep. Yes, this one.
Yes.
Cluster.c. That's the one?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, that's the one that I read. I'm going to go to the other one.
Okay. Alright, so that may be the most promising one for now. So let's try to see if we can isolate the distance function. Find the closest pair. Distance matrix. Okay. So that
means.
Is that your son? I guess it's Akshat's son, right?
Yeah. He's back. The door is open, so he just came in.
Yeah, so now you had to, you know, make him happy before he lets you alone. So it seems like we can, I don't know where they are getting the matrix from. Maybe reading it from somewhere, or?
I don't have idea. I think they calculate it in some of those functions.
Okay. Okay. I don't see it anywhere. All right, so I think we need to figure out and go through this code more carefully. But, I mean, this is a promising direction for now, right? Are there any other suggestions besides this piece of code that we could look at?
Not yet. I'm also looking at the same code. It has a compare method.
Yeah, yeah. We saw that. And well, it has a distance matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It has a distance matrix, so which I guess the compare method is going to use.
Yeah, exactly. If you override the compare method.
No, I think it's using the distance matrix in from many other functions as well.
Maybe that the distance matrix is created using the compare method.
Using the compare method?
Yeah, compare both and calculate the value and insert in the distance matrix.
Could be.
Maybe.
Oh, it's used to populate the distance matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, because it seems to be passing the compare at many places. I mean, it may be that if we just override the compare, we... So even the sort method passes the comparative.
Yeah. No, I think we have to get this.
Yeah, we have to dig deeper. Okay. Oh, there's a distance. Oh, no, not everything uses that.
Yeah, there's a distance matrix which, you know, I don't know where that's being populated from. It's not coming from the compare method.
Yeah. And there are some other methods which I like to use the distance matrix. They actually don't go to the compare.
Yeah.
So yeah, that won't work.
Right. Okay, so let's have Daniel look at this a little bit more and see if we can use it. Okay, so I think, is there anything else that we should discuss? Do we have a plan for this week?
The plan should be just put the other 21 images inside the application and running with that, without using any synthetic, I guess.
Right.
So those 21 are the 12 that we have here, plus the 9 that,
right.
that we have from IBM. See what is that?
Yeah.
Then from that we should how to figure out how to create these synthetic images from the most different ones and also check this code, I guess.
Right. So about the scalability of this approach, it's linearly scaling in your opinion?
It depends on how many clusters it's creating. If all of them are similar, then it needs to compare with less.
Hmm.
If they are creating different
clusters,
then the similarity needs to be done for more of them, and then the time change.
I see. Okay. But so far, the seems like
this
you're running things within an hour.
This one was 55 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 hour.
And that had how many images?
49
images.
But
so that's 80, not bad.
But say 8 of them were
similar.
All back in the same group. So they were less. It's pretty much in the time is in relation to the number of images included in the Excel image that are packing all of them.
Okay.
At the end of that execution, we had like 150 images.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in it compared to.
Mm-hmm.
In relationship on how many field images we have, or meta images we have.
Okay. Do we need to worry about that time right now, or?
For 21, it shouldn't be more than what we have now.
There'll be two clusters, though, or maybe even more than two. So
there will be many more clusters. So these 9 are not identical. I mean, these 9 are not very, very similar.
So
but it's still smaller. The thing is that you have, before I had like 40 images that had to be compared with 3 clusters, so it's 40 times 3.
Mm.
Now we can have like 20 times 5 or something like that, so still.
I think the other thing to keep in mind is that the IRL images are much bigger than the FIU images. So they may have a lot more files, for instance. and so that may may give you give us different times. But let's go through this process of running it once and see how the time flows by.
So one more thing, right? So have you been able to confirm that if you are actually comparing our small image with a very large image, the time taken is actually proportional to the small image only?
Not sure, but in the output file you have the times of every similarity comparison, so we can check.
Okay. Yeah.
It will be there in the output file.
And we have the sizes of the images also.
Yes. That's everything. The last ones are the smallest one because they are ordered from big to small.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the calculation.
Okay.
And the times look very similar. I mean, not too different.
This is the time. This is the similarity measure.
Oh, okay. And the times don't look very different. And they're all of the same order of magnitude.
It's the same small image compared with different groups of images.
Okay.
So if you want to compare with a big image, just go up and find a different.
So one question, right? So we are still doing the size calculation, right, after merging?
What I did was not doing that until you get to when you already have all the merged in the tree. Then when I traverse the tree, I calculate the sizes to know the sizes of the final clusters.
Okay.
So what it does is just calculate the size of the input images at the beginning, do all the hierarchical clustering, and then calculate the size of the images inside the tree.
Okay.
But it seems like that it doesn't take too much time. What it takes much time is to the merging, to the intersection of the images. That is expensive.
Okay. Okay. And where is that time? Is that time also listed here somewhere?
That's inside the calculation.
Oh, inside it. Okay.
Because this is this is.
Yeah, similarity calculation seems to be fine. It doesn't seem to increase as we go down this sheet, so you're probably doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's about 11 seconds or 10 seconds, around 10 seconds, let's say, right?
Hmm.
Substantially changing from there. Let's say 1 second to 10 seconds per computation.
5 to 10.
We'll talk about low later on.
Yeah, the when you calculate the similarity in the last level should be less because the images are small.
Yeah.
So these are.
So and if we did you also get a chance to run this with the other similarity metric, the standard similarity metric, where you have to also compute the size all the time?
No, I didn't do that, but I can.
Okay, let's not worry about that. Let's worry about that for the 21 images because that will have a large number of files. And if
well,
I remember correctly, then merge will become the bottleneck.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess
size computation and merge.
The previous email had those times because the changes that I did for these times
mm-hmm.
were just to sort in the images in order to avoid the the calculating the sizes and do the mean in order. But in the previous email where you have the average, that's the that should be the times for the regular similarity measure that we have last week.
Does sorting actually help the times or change the? I guess it would change the clusters.
Change the clusters.
But does it change the times as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So that's an indicative that size doesn't matter too much, I guess.
Mm. That's a good point. Okay. All right. So I think we have to stop here.
Other thing, these ones are without taking account the software size. Those are different from the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
This is just raw similarity based.
Yes, so that might be important to compare with the previous one, because even though we were using those synthetic images with 80% of the same files, they were really different because some of them exclude the files that put some software weight, and that made them really different because the weight of the software were really big, higher compared with the raw.
Right, right. That's a good point.
So maybe that's why in the previous execution we had those synthetics separated out in different clusters. What here are pretty much clusters. So.
Right. I think our randomness, our synthetic images that picks files randomly, I don't know if we can be somehow intelligent about the software we pick. Maybe it's not that important at this point, but... because what we are doing is when we are picking randomly the files, we are also randomly choosing software to include or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something for us to keep in mind. Maybe it's not all that important, but it's going to significantly affect our results, it seems, right?
Unless we change the weights of software.
I think the weights of software are there based on the actual cost of migrating software. I think Carlos used the weights after we did all the computations.
Mm. Because it seems like an image can weight in raw size like 2,000, while in software size it's 10,000.
Mm. Yeah.
It's different. It's really important that they are sharing the software and not they are sharing files. And not so important that they are sharing files.
So you're saying that maybe we should, instead of choosing files at random, we should choose files from a set of software-related files, maybe randomly, so that we have better distribution of the software across these synthetic images.
When we start to use this software, here it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is something for us to, I guess, keep in mind. Maybe we'll have to revisit this again. Right, because, maybe it's not all that important, but it seems like because we're choosing the files randomly, we might just pick the file that has a very expensive piece of software and either keep it or throw it away, and that might change our clustering substantially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can print out. Once all of the images are inside the database, I can print out the table that contains the raw size and the software size of every synthetic image, so you can see how different are they.
Right, yeah, that would
that
be...
That kind of do it. That's how I found out that they were different.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what we are doing is still okay. I mean, that we might randomly hit a file that is a expensive software, and choose it or not. That may still be okay. All right. So I think we are close to the end of the hour. I guess the plan for next week is to have Daniel explore this k-means implementation of the genomics. It seems like reasonably clean code, right? At least commented, and it's not terribly huge, right? So you can work with it. But the important thing would be to understand what's going on. And to me, it seems like the distance matrix would be a starting point. And then the other things to do are to use these new IRL images and do the similarity computations. And once you have some data, you can forward it to us and we can make some future recommendations.
Okay. For now,
so I have one question regarding the k-means. So how are we going to decide where the centroid is?
Maybe the starting point of the synthetic images. That could be one. Well, I don't think we have to decide where the centroid is. We just need to tell the k-mean software how many clusters there are, and then it would automatically find the centroid.
I think we need to give input centroid.
Centroid
that's,
as well?
They will start changing.
Oh.
They will start moving, but you need to give.
You need to first provide the centroid itself?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I think from what I remember of our previous investigation...
Did you mention too? Yeah.
Yeah, so the specification doesn't say that you have to provide the centroid. I think the algorithm
right.
because
that is assuming that you can find the distance of the centroid from any other point. Because internally you try to find a centroid. And in a 2D space it works because the centroid is another point and you have a distance, you have a function for distance. But here we don't really have a function for distance.
Function to the distance to the centroid. I see.
It is. This is something to keep in mind when we are trying to figure out what algorithm to modify or use.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that's a very very valid point, and if the k-means depends on specifying an actual centroid, I don't see how we can use k-means at all.
And not even that, even if you don't specify if it needs to create a cellular centroid, you need to have distance to that.
Yeah.
No, see, the shortcut could be, I don't know whether they use it. If they use the centroid to be an existing point, then we are fine. Then we don't have an issue at all.
So what we can potentially do is just modify the k-means algorithm to say that, okay, we are going to fix the centroid to this point. And we'll say that this is a reasonable choice because all the synthetic images that we are generating are generated around this point.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm suggesting something else. I don't know what... So, assume that you have a Euclidean space, right? The k-means would still start with k-centroids. And how does it pick those k-centroids? I don't know if it picks them randomly. So if it picks them randomly, then wherever it picks them randomly, we tell it to start with k different images picked again randomly. So these are the initial centroids.
And we need to look into that,
we need to see what the implementation there is for this one. And then we need to define an equivalent version for images.
But what about the intermediate centroids?
Yeah.
So see the intermediate centroids are again right. I mean, if you're intermediate centroid is one image which is closest which has the center of mass, right? So.
But are you sure that it will take an image and not a point in the middle of all the images?
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. The question if it's picking a random point. Then we can always say that instead of picking a random point, you restrict yourself to picking a random image. But if it does something smart, then we'll have to worry about that.
So my guess is that there are variants of k-means clustering where the centroids are restricted to existing points in the data set. Right? There should be. Yeah. I mean, k-means has been around for a very, very long time. So the question is, can we find implementations of it?
I need to head out to another meeting, so let me drop out here. Yeah, we can continue over email.
So I think the first step now is to understand how this implementation deals with centroid as well, and then see what is the natural way to change that to deal with images.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, that's a good point. Thanks for bringing it up. All right, so let's meet again next week. Same time.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, several things to do now.
Yes. I'm busy with this.